When we talk about coastal Georgia's salt marshes, it's often in terms of how pretty they are, or all the birds and other species that live there. But how much are they worth? Oceanographer Bill Savage has tallied up the value of the goods and services the marshes provide, from commercial and recreational fishing to storm surge protection. I asked Savage why he decided to put the marshes in economic terms.
Well, I think we as natural scientists and some other people as well are willing to accept the marshes on their own terms, but that really doesn't apply to everyone. And in this built human world, the medium of exchange is dollars and cents. So if you were going to explain to someone how marshes may be meaningful, trying to put it in a dollar and cents term makes sense for some people.
And so what did you find? What are the marshes worth?
Well, let me put a caveat on this first, and that is that this is not what I do for a living. This is just me trying to project out to other people how these marshes may be meaningful to them. So I found some numbers, and I tallied them up, and I came up with a number that is roughly about $5,000 an acre.
So what do you hope people do or take away from this information and this kind of slightly different way of thinking about Georgia's salt marshes?
Well, obviously, as citizens of the state, we have input somehow into how marshes are treated or used, and we have to balance as a society the goods that come from perhaps molesting those marshes in some way versus the goods and value that comes from attempting to preserve them. And that's an economic balance. So being able to put a dollar value on the marshes as they are and the sort of return on investment as they are has to be factored in, or ought to be factored in, to those economic decisions.
Yeah, could this kind of analysis be kind of applied to other ecosystems and other things as we look at, you know, environmental factors and conservation kind of more generally?
Oh, yes. I mean, people are doing this everywhere. They are attempting to place a dollar value on what we call ecosystem services that are sort of not obvious and not monetary services.
Do you think, though, that there might be some risk in doing this kind of analysis? Is there a potential that you can, you know, kind of set up a framework where, like, something has to have economic value to have conservation value? And then if it doesn't, you know, is it worth protecting, kind of?
Yeah, I suppose that's a risk. I don't know how I would answer that because, of course, the people who are making decisions are often strictly concerned with the dollars and cents. And we can make sort of aesthetic arguments about the value of particular ecosystems on their own merits, but that may or may not carry the day on its own.
So it's sort of important, I guess, to put it in terms of the language we're already using.
That's certainly the case. And we do use the language of you know, intrinsic value of these ecosystems. That's why we have things like national parks. That's not a dollars and cents decision. But what happens around those parks is very much a dollars and cents decision. So we can argue on the basis of intrinsic value, but we have to be able to argue on the basis of economic returns or lack of returns as well.